So let's chat to another of the companies that makes these podcasts possible, our sponsors Q3. In fact, make that two of our sponsors because there's an acquisition going on with an American company called Interlight that are also sponsoring our programs. So to find out more about that and the direction Q3 see the industry going in the future, on the line now is Håkon Volldal, the company's CEO. Håkon, thanks for joining me on Countdown to Congress. There seem to be a lot of developments at your business at the moment.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. You know, Q3 has been in the tolling business since the mid-80s, but over the last few years, we have actually transformed the company into a full-service ITS company. Today, we have a fairly comprehensive portfolio, which comprises a broad range of ITS solutions. We have, of course, our tolling business, but we also now have parking guidance and parking management solutions. We have advanced traffic management solutions. We have intersection controllers. We have what we call infomobility solutions, comprising way-in-motion systems and traffic counters, pedestrian counters, journey time monitoring. It's a fairly broad and comprehensive portfolio.
And the servicing of the urban traffic management market, I take it that's where Interlight in the States come in. What do they do?
We're in the process of acquiring Interlight. It's a company that caught our eye a couple of years ago. They have a very sophisticated software system for managing traffic signals. So they provide what we call local traffic signal controllers, and they also have a software platform where you can link more than one intersection into, let's say, hundreds of intersections in order to make sure that vehicles can flow through these intersections as smoothly as possible. So it's the intelligence behind basically making sure that we can put as many vehicles as possible through an intersection at a given period of time.
So that means that you're kind of getting into the urban as well as the interurban market, which must be a bit of a game changer for Q3.
We have been in the interurban market, highway monitoring, through our open TMS, ATMS solution. So that's a full-blown system for monitoring everything that's happening on our highways and tunnels and on bridges. And through the acquisition of Interlight, we're also adding new products to our portfolio to also help more urban areas to tackle new traffic challenges.
Now, in all my sales training that I've had to sit through in my career, I've always been told the key thing about sales is looking at what's in it for the customer. The customer's always got to ask, well, what's in it for me? And you answer that. So what's in it for your customers?
I think one of the key attributes of all our solutions is that we try to ensure interoperability, and we work on open platforms with open standards. And that means our customers are not locked into one specific solution from Q3. They have a greater flexibility in terms of making decisions on what kind of systems they would like to have. And it also means that they can combine our offering with other offerings. So moving forward, another benefit of working with Q3 is that we can integrate our different platforms into more sophisticated systems for, let's say, integrated corridor management, mobility, connected vehicles. In addition to getting all the innovation that we try to bring along for every specific product, you also get the flexibility of working with open platforms.
It's all very nice in theory, but what have you actually been doing in practice? What projects have you been working on?
One key project for us is an ATMS system we are developing for Virginia Department of Transportation. It's a state-of-the-art statewide ATMS system. And in addition to providing, let's say, traditional ATMS functionality, you can also integrate things like signal processing from Interlight, truck parking or parking management from our TCS subsidiary. So you can add a lot of different modules to our products, and that project is one example. And we also have a connected vehicle project in Florida and another one in Australia. Even though you hear a lot of talk about connected vehicles, Q3 is actually at the forefront of this through engaging in specific real-life pilots.
here we are, a Norwegian company working all around the globe, Australia and North America. No wonder you're going to be at the World Congress. And Q3 always has the extremely bright red stand that you can't miss in the exhibit hall. And I understand you've got an evening reception on the Tuesday, which is Halloween. Do I get an invitation and do I have to dress up?
I'm sure you will get an invitation and feel free to dress up. I don't know how many of the other participants that will do that, but if you want to dress up and be bold, then you're more than welcome.
I'm thinking my fancy dress might be a radio journalist come magazine editor walking around an exhibit hall in a suit. I think that will make me really stand out. Håkon, thank you very much for your time. That's the CEO of Q3. I look forward to seeing you in Montreal and catching up further then.
Thanks, Paul.